If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Instant Match Reaction Show. Liverpool 2, Tottenham Hotspur and moaning Jose Mourinho 1. Oh my word, like Chris, what a game of football.
It was a great game of footy, mate. I mean, just like two sides who were playing their way, that and the styles produce a great game. Like two UFC fighters, one's a puncher, one's a fucking grappler. The styles just match up perfectly sometimes, and that was it. Like, you know what I mean? That's what we saw. Jose had his way of playing, Klopp had his way of playing. We played into their hands, they played into our hands, and it went like that game just went like that.
It's funny because it's one of those great examples of a game where there's loads to talk about the game, and we will do. And anything we don't cover, we'll talk about on the Final Word show tomorrow on the website. But the post-match stuff, I think, warrants a bit of a chat, because Mourinho, very bullish, claimed the best team lost, which is just... you've got to admire the bollocks of the man. Like, sometimes... Like, I don't, like... I can see why he might be deluded into thinking that way, because they had a couple of decent opportunities, and the one counter-attack and goals, obviously, you know, spectacularly enacted where they go through the finest of margins. You know, one day that goes for you, the other day it doesn't, whatever. But on the balance of play on the whole game, Liverpool were far and away the better side.
I think he misspoke, Paul, to be honest with you. I think he meant to say the bad team won.
Yeah.
It's just one word, mate. It's easy to get one word wrong, you know what I mean? I did it just before we went live and having the same conversation. Yeah. But no, look, they had the chances to win the game, and if he'd have said that, I'd have agreed with him. Mm-hmm. But he's not talking to us there, is he, Paul?
No, he's talking to the Tottenham Hotspur fans who he's still trying to win over, because he's fallen. I said this is the Mourinho trap, and Spurs will go a lot longer than Real Madrid and Man United, and I mean, you know, Chelsea went back for seconds, like, but because they're so desperate for someone to guide them towards something they can rub in Arsenal fans' faces. It's the reason to exist. But this is how he comes undone, is because he comes up against a really good team and he plays like this. And when it works, you get to go mastermind. When it doesn't work, you've either got to fucking face it up, which he'll never do, or you say nonsense like the best team lost. And it's like how people who read The Sun and The Daily Star, and as their only news outlets, have like their opinions push towards particular ways, because if you can get a lowest common denominator and a volume of people on side with just some words, then you can buy yourself a load of time, and that's what Mourinho does. He's playing to people who blindly believe everything that comes out of the manager's mouth. We've seen it before, so it's just fucking blinding the obvious to us. But
yeah, it is. I also think there's another layer to it as well. I don't think he's just preaching to the Tottenham fans. I do think he's stealing his team. First of all, he's protecting his team, and we've seen him do that for years at Chelsea, deflecting, making sure no one talks about it and all that type of stuff. But he's also stealing his team for a fight. Like, the interviewer just kept saying to him, are you in this? No, we can't sit in the next game, blah, 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 blah. He knows full well they are, or he thinks they are. Whether they are or they're not, he thinks they are good enough to go and challenge us and stuff like that. And he's making sure that the lads know that in a roundabout way as well. So it's very clever, and he's already starting the war for the next game. Mm. And he's already trying to get into Klopp's heads, and he's already trying all these little mind games. He's going to need them all, because we're the better side.
Yeah.
So he's got to try these things. And I kind of respect it.
No, I say,
like, he plays the game, and he knows how the game's played.
He is, we said this before, he's just Roy Hodgson, Sam Allardyce, Tony Pulis, but he's Portuguese, and he does it at the very highest level of the game, and he's got all the big things, and he's better than them. He's better than all of them, by the way. He's the perfect example of that, of that, of that way of doing things, and the way he manages, and the way he manages expectations of the fans, and the way he does all those things.
Him and Simeone are cut from the same cloth.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're both the same types of managers.
Roy Hodgson's cut from the same cloth. Roy Hodgson used to do this to us all the time, because he's looking for things in the game that most people aren't. He's gone out there, he's gone out with a game plan, and look, again, his game plan's almost worked. And I said, you come across looking like a genius. Rafa did this all the time. We masterminded our way through European ties by being like that, by being very hard to beat, by hitting on the counter attack. Again, Gerard Houllier, we celebrated the life of Gerard Houllier, and we talk about all the high points, but we played some fucking, we didn't play scintillating football a lot of the time with Gerard Houllier. We made ourselves very hard to beat, and Michael Owen would go and score a winning goal for us down the other end. Spurs have got a bit of that going for them. I keep saying this, nothing wrong with that. You know, we love this like idealised world where everyone goes hand in hand and skips through the meadows, mm-hmm. play, you know, while everyone plays wonderful brands of football, and the team with all the best players goes and wins every single time. We love that.
Yeah.
But you've got to have a bit of light and shade, haven't you?
Yeah, to be honest, I think Barcelona did that at their absolute peak.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the other sides that have conquered Europe over the years have a little bit of everything in them. You know, Bayern have steel as well as skill. Liverpool have steel as well as skill.
That's the difference between... I don't think you can win a Premier League by counter-attacking anymore. You can, but not in a league where a prime Liverpool exists or a prime Man City exists or a prime Man United exists, because they're teams that have got everything. They can play counter-attacking football, but they can play possession football. And so I was never worried about Tottenham. And when the game started, even when they equalised, I was never worried. For a start, because a draw was a fine result for us, but also because we play good football. We've come up against teams that have parked the bus before and been tough and resolute and looked to hit us on the counter-attack, and we've crafted nothing, and not been able to get through, and not got our good players into promising positions. There was none of that. I got the sense that we could score, and we would score at some point. Then we get lucky with the Salah goal, absolutely, you know, with deflection, but we don't get lucky with the way that we built pressure up on them.
Liverpool, and why I believe the Premier League's probably the hardest league to win, and I've said this for years now, is you face every different type of side coming up in the Premier League. You face really, really technical sides who are really good and at the top of the league. You face technical sides at the bottom of the league who like to play football. You've played teams like Jose Mourinho's sides who sit back and counter-attack low blocks, all kinds of things, three at the back, everything. There's the most differentiation between teams in the Premier League, I think, than any of the other top European sides. Mm-hmm. And therefore, you have to be able to play more than one way to win the league.
Yep.
And that's what Liverpool are able to do. They can do possession, we can go counter-attack, we can score from set pieces, we can do everything really well. That's why I agree with your point about it going to be very difficult to win the league the way that Tottenham do. You can garner loads and loads of points and you can win loads of games, more than you'll lose. But I just think at times you need to be able to change it up.
Yeah, they come up against, because the problem is their style of play is that, and that's where we had this. This is why there was a limitation to what we could do in the early days of Klopp, because we were a counter-attacking side and you have to evolve beyond that. And again, if you're playing in a league full of counter-attacking sides, that's fine. If Liverpool are in this league, Spurs are the second best team in this league at the moment. They literally are. You know, that's just the way they're positioned at the moment, because they've got a good squad, they've got a brilliant manager, and they've got world-class players and a brilliant manager. And there's a lot of teams that have got a bit of something here and there, but they've got all the dark arts. They've got a lot of the hallmarks of a really good side, because again, the bulk of that side's been together for ages. They've got a great understanding, and now they've got a thirst to do anything to succeed.
Did you see Jose going on like five players from that team in the Champions League final? Because what we said before the game, he needs to move them away from that mentality of they were good enough. So that's why he's saying, no, it's a new team, it's a new style of play, because he needs them to drop all the things that, you know, happened during the Pochettino time. They need to forget about those things, because they need to believe that they can win.
Yeah.
And why this game was massively important, and why it was more so, and why we said it in the build-up to this game, is because they've done their game plan there.
Yeah.
That's as good as Tottenham could be against Liverpool at Anfield, and they lost, which massively dents them, which is why he said that the best team lost. because he needs them to believe it. Because if they believe they've done everything that Jose said and it didn't work, they're out of this league title already.
Not 100%. It's one of them. We'd be talking about the referee in a really bitter way if we'd not won that game.
Because he was crap.
Anthony Taylor was horrendous tonight. And he always is when he refs Liverpool games. And I know we all have that. There's always loads of referees that seem to be the issue and all that. But the amount of, like, again, the inconsistencies in what they're doing. There's handball decisions that's just wrong. There's one that it dies on. Mane gets penalised for one that he heads down from here to his arm. There's another one that they have, which with the guy as Tissoko kicks it up into his own hand, which is outstretched in this thing, which he gives none of. Mane battles against, against Aurier. As you said, it's a great battle at that, but he comes out on top of it in the end because he's phenomenal. And we had all that to contend with. And as you say, this is a Liverpool side that's missing so many players. And we reached the point, and I'm sure the point to be made about like the substitutions, no substitutions from Jürgen Klopp. So, it certainly doesn't help his case, but I can understand it. We said it with Naby Keita's not played. He doesn't trust these lads to throw them in for a couple of reasons, match sharpness and all that, but obviously they've not played football to be back to a level of fitness. This is a Tottenham Hotspur team who've got everyone fit and they're able to rotate. They're making choices about who to start in this game. Liverpool had no choices. Liverpool had a choice between a 19-year-old centre-half or a 24-year-old centre-half who's a championship standard centre-back to play in that game. That was it was the Sophie's choice of who you put in. Two lads who aren't good enough to really play in this game. That's not to say Reece Williams, by the way, Reece Williams had a fantastic game, all told. But this is the thing, who are we going to play in midfield? Again, Oxlade-Chamberlain's not played. You don't know where he's at, same with Keita. So we had the same midfield three again. We know more options for the front three who are fit and ready, so we had to play that same front three. And I completely agree with your point. It's totally spot on. This wasn't the best Liverpool, and we could have beaten them far more comprehensively than we actually did on the night, which is should be far more damaging to them and a far bigger boost to us. Bobby Firmino, again, he's taken loads of stick at times. I mean,
it's a world-class performance in every way you can look at a world-class performance. The way the ball stuck to him, the way he showed for it, the way he dropped deep, the way he was bringing players in, the way he finishes for the header. I mean, it was a complete centre-forward performance from him today. And I'll tell you what, when you compare the two centre-forwards, Bobby Firmino and Harry Kane.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Take Bobby Firmino all day on that performance.
I watch Harry Kane's performance there, and he looks like a goal scorer who's doing a performance as a creative second striker. Bobby Firmino is a fucking artist who does an impression of a goal scorer sometimes, scorer of great goals, not a great goal scorer kind of thing. And you can see it in Harry Kane's Bobby Firmino took shots on where it was well crafted, and he's in a good position to take shots. Harry Kane's having mad shots from like 35 yards out, and because
and maybe a header from 3 yards out.
Oh God! I mean, yeah, we got. I mean, look,
Bobby buries that.
I'm not.
Bobby's was harder.
We've more than ridden our chances. But again, you can do that in games all along. If Liverpool took all the chances that we've had that have been like that all season, like again, we'd be fucking this league. This league would be. You'd just be turning around and handed to us. And it, funnily, I've still got this in my head about Spurs, and I've said Spurs are the best place to capitalise on if Liverpool aren't capable this season, but at this point, the Spurs are just best placed if Liverpool decide that they can't put enough players on the pitch and we have to forfeit. That's the only way I can see Tottenham Hotspur winning the league at this point. You know, that's not to say we don't get loads more and we don't end up in a shocking situation, but it just looks like, and we'll see, the next two games definitely getting to the end of the year are going to be pivotal. Crystal Palace away, we saw how difficult that can be. We've experienced that time and time again.
It's going to be hard there just from the fact that he's got to rotate somebody. Mm-hmm. I think he's got to rotate somebody. And I wonder whether it was a case tonight of, I think maybe Kurt tired slightly more than Henderson and Wijnaldum.
Yeah. Chini Wijnaldum got better as the game went on. Everyone's getting tired and he gets better.
It's an incredible thing. So give the man a contract. But I think someone's coming into the midfield.
Yeah.
I really do at the weekend. And that performance there from those three midfielders, Henderson, Wijnaldum, Kurt Jones, that's a complete midfield. It was a complete midfield performance. I said on the player ratings, Paul, it's going to be very hard to get Curtis Jones out of this side now.
Yep. Yeah, he's 19 years old, Chris, and he's no longer just being like let's use Nico Williams and Reece Williams as an example of this. Circumstance has given all three of those lads game time this season that are, in an ideal world, they would have minimalised. Kurt would have had more, naturally, because I think he's just further along in his development, but none of them would have played the amount of minutes than they've played if we just had our senior lads fit. Curtis Jones is now at a point where he's the best player. I could strongly make a case that he was our best midfielder tonight. I could equally make it was Gini Wijnaldum, or I could make a case for Jordan Henderson. But what I mean is, he was so good that we could do 15 minutes on Casey Jones, and we probably will do on the final word tomorrow because it was excellent. He's not just plugging gaps anymore. That's our biggest game of the season against a team that defends deep, loads of experience, the best defence in the league this season we've just gone up against. And he was pulling the strings, 19 years old. If he only stays this good, we will have a brilliant midfielder on our hands for as long as he wants to be a Liverpool player.
Which is forever.
Yeah. I can't see how he doesn't. Like, he's improved in the last three games that he's played.
Yeah.
Imagine what he's going to be like when he finishes the season and has a summer off.
Mate, I was asked this question. I did something with the South African Cop fan club before the game and stuff. It was really cool, actually. We did like a little webinar and stuff like that, and they asked us a question of like, how high do you think the ceiling of this team is? And I was like, I don't know, because I don't think we've hit it yet. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And that, I kind of think the same of Kurt Jones. I don't know how good he can be, because right now he's 5, 6, 7 years away from his best. Huh? I mean, and he's playing at this level right now. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, no.
You're thinking the absolute piss.
We've got another one.
How many games has he played in the Prem? Less than 20?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely. He's...
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. And just briefly on the other lads, particularly Reece Williams, I thought there was a couple of sticky situations there. But you can see, again, he's not fazed. Like, a young lad there, you could point a finger at him for a couple of their chances.
Of course you could.
And I said this during commentary that Mourinho wanted him to be the top. We should be sat here going, well, we had to play the young lad, and unfortunately, this is what happens when you play young lads in these games, because they're a brilliant team and they targeted him and they got the better of him. Now, Reece Williams, when he could have faded and he could have like got into himself a little bit, he was stepping out the back line, he was winning headers, he was bringing the ball down, he was playing it out. I got, again, another performance where I would, if you came to this Liverpool game and you didn't know any of the stories or any of the players and you just read the names or whatever, you wouldn't know he was a 19-year-old lad who'd been playing conference football a season ago. And made up, absolutely, it was a big call to put him in this game, huge. And he absolutely vindicated
absolutely him. Huge, mate. And listen, there was errors. There's always errors. There was errors by every player on the pitch.
Yeah.
But he stood up to the challenge today, and he showed himself, and he read the game well, and he stepped up at the right time, and he dropped off at the right time. And yes, they had a couple of chances off some poor thing, off a couple of poor decisions and stuff. But my word, he's literally playing the best front two in the league at the moment. Mm-hmm. In those, he won't have come up against a front two like them two ever in his life. Ever in his life.
Maybe in training.
If he plays a three. There's just no chance.
We've got four.
Yeah, that's true. there's just no chance. And he just stepped up and he dealt with it. And when he did make a mistake, it didn't stop him trying to get the next one right.
100%. We got Shaz, who's joined as a club legend here on YouTube. Thank you so much, Shaz. We've got some super chats we want to get through as well, which is a big thanks, of course, to you guys. Pritz with £5 says, go watch Expressions. Watch along 1 minute, 2 hours and 1 minute if you want to laugh. We'll do that in a little bit. Cy Banstead, there was more salt from Mourinho than a pack of pretzels. Absolutely.
Fucking dry in your mouth as well.
Oh, yeah. The Invader 97, 549 euros. Thank you. I think Curtis Jones has an outside chance to go in the Euros in the summer.
Outside chance?
No, I...
Is there a second best midfield after Hendo?
No, I know. I'm made up that Jack Grealish is there and all the public are going to be desperate for Jack Grealish, even though Gareth Southgate doesn't like him, and James Maddison's going to be doing good.
Well.
But all these lads are just ahead of him. I hope to God that Curtis doesn't get picked for the Euros this year, that he gets to finish this season, have a big mental break, because my God, he's going to be a monster when he comes back.
Absolutely.
Rabat Dam 20 Knox says, is there a centre back better than Fab in the Premier League currently? That's a great question.
Mate, I was saying this on the play ratings, Paul. Like, you're going into the game and you're talking about the 19-year-old kid who's a centre half. And you're not talking about the fact that we're still playing a DM alongside him. That's how good Fabinho's been.
That's our... Bearing in mind, what we've established is that's our fourth choice centre-half is Fabinho. And then it's the pecking order's changed slightly throughout, because now, like, Reece Williams is slightly higher up the pecking order. But going into the season, I would still have it that he was probably... Of our young players, he was probably third in the pecking order of our young players, mm-hmm. which makes him possibly our seventh choice centre-half. And we've just gone up against the aforementioned best strike partnership in the Premier League this season. And you, look, they got change. We did ride our luck. You know, it was not impregnable. It was not impenetrable by any set. Good teams are going to cause you problems at some point during the game. That's why they've got so many goals. So good.
Just before we leave the centre-back talk, I've got Twitter on my phone, Paul.
Oh, wow.
It's this app. Full of a lot of angry people, but never after results like this, to be honest with you. But a good friend of ours, Aubrey, tweeted, I'm not saying that we shouldn't buy a centre-back, but if we were currently linked with a 19-year-old centre-back who played in Germany, Spain, or half of the Prem, and had played as well as Williams had, we'd be excited for him to be fourth choice.
Yeah, completely agree. Completely agree with that. And Thuko Underlove says, get the measuring tape, folks. Number one. Oh, yes.
Has he unlocked something there?
Jamie Loudon. What a performance for our very special mentality monsters. We never lay down and die. Care just wow and Reece. So assured. So pleased for Bobby. Yes, what a pleasing game for us, for you watching at home, for Liverpool fans around the world, and especially for those who got into the ground tonight. I'm so jealous. But just absolutely brilliant. What a performance. What a team. And what a time to be a Red, and what a time to be a subscriber to the redmentv.com. We're doing the final word tomorrow. Me, Chris, James Sutton, me dad, for an hour talking about the top of the table Reds. You can come and join in, get involved with that show. It is it's going to be absolutely brilliant.
Can I pick one more comment to end us out?
Go on.
Nick Zvanout, Liverpool, top of the league.
Correct. 100% correct. We hope to see you there. Do go and sign up to redmentv.com, of course. Get all of our extra content and get tomorrow's final word show. And if you're a club legend subscriber on there, you get the chance to win our Jordan Henderson signed Champions Tee and our signed John Barnes limited edition print as well. Plenty of amazing stuff going on, least of all just the Reds being, as I said there, top of the league. All the best, everyone. See you tomorrow.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight. and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.